Next up, the Funding Cuts Act has been hard at work chopping thousands from arts budgets across Northern Ireland. Some, like the Music Theatre for Youth, have lost all their Arts Council funding, totalling £35,000. That's a third of their total budget. 15-year-old Jordan Rossborough is from the Glenola Colgant School, Collegiate School. Finney spelled that wrong. Sorry, he spelled that wrong. He can't spell. He took part in a group. Good morning to you, Jordan. Good morning. That's how you spell collegiate. Yeah, clump it. Sorry, Jordan.
Okay.
Sorry. I saw you contacting me on Twitter last night. Tell me why you feel so passionately about this.
Well, I'm part of McMaster Stage School in Bangor, and drama has always been a part of our lives. And now that this devastating act has happened, we feel that we need to do something about it because it's disgraceful.
Yeah, what are you going to lose? Tell me how important this is for you.
Well, Music Theatre for Youth, they provide a residential drama in August, and this year has been cancelled because of this budget cut. So we're going to lose our summer, and some kids might end up on the street vandalising, drinking, and we don't want that to happen.
I know that manager Aaron Gordon is on the line this morning as well. Morning to you, Aaron.
Hi, Stephen. How's it going?
Devastating news, this.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's it's not good at all for not only us, but the whole sector, you know. We were sort of one of the only organisations that provided high-level training, working with professionals from the international stages around the world, and then training up young people from Ireland, both north and south, to go on to the professional stage. And it's looking like that training's going to be taken away now.
And is there any way of fighting this? Any way of surviving?
I mean, it's looking pretty bleak at the minute. There were a few other investors and things that were around that were going to be able to help us make the projects happen. But that was, in some cases, dependent on the Arts Council backing. As you know, no one wants to give any cash. There's no one who doesn't have any cash at all, you know. So the fact that our core budget, you know, that we're already on a shoestring. I mean, the company at one stage had 4 employees. I was part of the company myself as a young person. I came through when I was 13 years old as a performer, and then have been managing the company for the past 2.5 years. And the company's been whittled down to me being the only employee and a group of volunteers that help us out. So we're already operating on a shoestring, and to take away the core costs that are so minimal, it's looking like we're going to have to close the doors.
I know you've stayed off school this morning, Jordan, to speak to us because this is so important to you.
Yes, I have received special permission from Mr. Thompson, my headmaster, and I'd just like to say thank you for that, because this cause, we've made a Facebook page called Save the Arts, and you can like it and share it on Facebook, and we've already received over 800 likes, and this is just from about 9 o'clock last night.
And you think government will listen to you, do you?
Well, if they don't listen, we'll make them listen.
That's fighting talk. Here's Lorraine. Morning to you, Lorraine.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Lorraine.
I'm ringing up my son. In 2012, left primary school, got the opportunity to go to the residential at Rockport, came home a different person, full of confidence, made friends, just a fantastic opportunity. He came to me last night, he read it on Facebook, and the messages on Facebook is just devastating to read. Kids, the opportunities they get. If you go on, Niamh Perry, who is the young person's patron, she was a finalist on the BBC I Do Anything competing for Nancy in the musical Oliver. And she finishes her piece by saying, "I wouldn't have got anywhere today without the top level training I received from the World Music Class Music Theatre for Youth team. It's terrible." So it is, you know, friendships now won't be nurtured, or new friendships won't be made. The opportunities that Music Theatre for Youth give the young people of Northern Ireland, both north and south, is phenomenal, and that's all just going to be lost now.
And I guess people would say, you know, the money has to go elsewhere. It's got to be prioritised. It's got to go to health and things like that are bigger priorities.
Well, Stephen, to be quite honest with you, I really don't want to get into the political end of it. I'm here for Music Theatre for Youth, and we will get together and we'll fundraise and we'll do whatever we have to do. and hopefully something positive will come out of something negative at the end of the day.
That young fellow, Mark McMullen, who sang to his brother Declan on the Northern Live television show a couple of Wednesday nights ago, he was the product of music for youth as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see, and we can see lots and lots of people that have been inspired by music theatre for youth. Listen, good luck with your campaign, Jordan, okay? And thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for talking to us today. Thank you, Lorraine.